White House says there's no recession coming. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, with the latest Fox News poll showing 84% of the people asked saying the economy is fair or worse. The White House insisting we are not on the verge of a recession.
Based on consumer spending, based on payroll employment, based on where the unemployment rate is, I think we can confidently say that these numbers that we're posting are very much inconsistent with a recessionary call.
That's White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein, who says the president wants Congress to pass a slimmed down version of his Build Back Better spending plan, which faltered earlier in the year. He also pointed to falling gas prices, which are down another 2.5 cents since yesterday, according to the AAA, which says the average price per gallon is now just below $4.50. Customs and Border Protection arrested 200,000 migrants trying to cross the southern border illegally last month. That's the most ever recorded in the month of June. The number is actually down 14% from the nearly 241,000 arrests in May. That was the highest number ever recorded in any month. Jury selection has begun in the trial of former Trump White House political advisor Steve Bannon.
He faces two counts of contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with a House January 6th committee subpoena. Each charge carries a possible sentence of 30 days to 1 year in prison. Prosecutors say they will lay out their case in about a day. Bannon is one of four former Trump officials held in contempt of Congress, but only two have been indicted by the Justice Department.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard, 22 potential jurors have been selected. That list will be pared down to 12 jurors and two alternates. Testimony has begun in the penalty phase of the Nicholas Cruz trial. A jury must decide if he is to be executed for killing 17 people at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida on Valentine's Day in 2018. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
It's another primary Tuesday.
In Maryland, the Republican primary for governor is a fight between outgoing Republican Governor Larry Hogan's pick, his own Labor Secretary Kelly Schultz, and former President Trump's pick, state lawmaker Dan Cox, who has since deleted tweets about the 2020 election being stolen. Even though Democrats far outnumber Republicans in the state, Hogan has served two terms. The Democratic Governors Association has spent more than $1 million highlighting Cox, as they've done in other races around the country, spending money on ads for the Trump-endorsed candidate. On the Democratic side, former DNC chair and President Obama Labor Secretary Tom Perez is facing author, veteran, and nonprofit executive Wes Moore, who's backed by Oprah Winfrey. State Comptroller Peter Franchot is also in the race. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Pentagon says it has reached a handshake deal with Lockheed Martin to build 375 F-35 fighter jets to be delivered over the next 3 years. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has expanded his government shakeup, suspending another 28 government officials on Monday. He fired the chief of his security service and the country's top prosecutor on Sunday, saying their agencies had harbored collaborators and traitors. Ukraine's first lady continues her trip to Washington today to meet with her American counterpart.
The wife of Ukraine's President Zelensky, Olena Zelenska, is on a high-profile tour of Washington. She met with Secretary of State Antony Blinken Monday. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
He ultimately reiterated that we remain committed to helping the people of Ukraine recover, to helping them rebuild.
Price also said Ukraine's first lady has a tremendous mental health initiative for citizens affected by the war. Today, Zelenska meets with First Lady Jill Biden at the White House, where the two are expected to hold a bilateral meeting. Wednesday, she gives a speech to lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
Fox's Jill Nato, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is...
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.